need to go to a hospital.
Okay, first off, no. I can't let my ex-boyfriend see me like this. He works in the hospital.
Yeah, he probably just an RN.
Uh-uh, don't get it twisted. He gets paid to give blood. But irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, I'm just trying to get my stuff going. Oh, there I am. There I am. How are you? Folks, it's been so long since I've joined you out in the ether. I'm trying to adjust things. I'm trying to make sure that I got new video stuff. I've increased my thing. But before I get into all that, first and foremost, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through the Facebook live feed. My Facebook live feed. That is Mark Scalia Personal on Facebook. And I'm working on some new things. I'm trying not to get distracted with life. I'm trying very much to improve the show. As you can see, well, if you're joining me live, I've got new overlays for the website, for the broadcast. So I've got all the digital stuff. I've been playing with all that. I've improved stuff. And the other way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because please, that's how we do this. That's how we always have been doing this. If you want to listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version, you can download that through one of the many platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google, but you can just certainly go to my personal podcasting site, which is podbean.com, and then type in Radio Irregardless and then subscribe that way. And then you can listen to it through whatever, download and do all the fun stuff. But as I'm going to start the show, and I'm redoing this again, I'm going to change the format up again, probably in the summer. I'll bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the show, with myself. First and foremost, it's been about a month, a little over a month, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason that this show has not happened, though I've tried to make it happen. I've tried to make Fetch happen a couple times, actually. I tried to do a live show last week because I did a show in Devon, Massachusetts, at the Shirley Meadows. It's an assisted living facility. I was there about 8 or 9 months earlier, and they said, oh, could you come back? And I said, you know, I'm going to do the same stuff. And they went, we don't care. And the running joke was, nah, they're not going to remember anyway. But they were all very good. And it was an absolute amazing thing. Such lovely people. And then after I did that, I drove from Devon's down to, I think it was Natick, where I had to do a corporate gig the next day. So it was fine, but I had a hotel, and I checked into the hotel, and unfortunately their Wi-Fi was garbage, like super garbage. Garbage. You know, you're a piece of garbage. You know that, you're a piece of garbage. So it was so bad. It was so intermittent. I couldn't do it. And I brought my MacBook Air and I was all set and to do everything. Now, let me tell you what I've been doing with all my technology. So my technology has been a little outdated. I have a 2012 MacBook. I have a 2012 MacBook Air. And they both could run. They both were running High Sierra, which was a decent operating system. And then the maximum you could update it to was Catalina. The problem with Catalina is five operating systems. Because right now there's Sonoma, Ventura, Big Sur, something else, and then Catalina. So the stuff I wanted to use, the software I wanted to use, the technologies I wanted to play with, I couldn't. Because, and then I had my iMac running on Ventura, my MacBook Pro running High Sierra, and my MacBook Air. So I got three operating systems. So the software is not overly compatible, and things weren't running as well as they should. But I decided to take the leap of faith, and I upgraded my computers through the OpenCore Patcher system, which essentially says to Apple, fuck you. We're just going to do what we want to do. So I am running Sonoma on the 2012 MacBook Pro. It's running super fast. Here's the best part about it. I've got two monitors, okay? But the main monitor, my laptop monitor, I'm a split screen. So now I don't have to switch between window to window. I have two things on screen. I got my show prep on one side. I got my OBS operating software, my streaming software here. On my secondary monitor, which is right there. You can't see it. I've got the Google Chrome, which is running Facebook, so I can see that. And I'm running my iTunes, or basically they call it music now. And because it's the same operating system, all I did is just transfer it. I did a Time Machine backup, and I did the same thing on the MacBook Air. So I couldn't be more happy with the technology. And it's uniformed, which I fucking love, because I like order. Must have order. So I'm running that. So all my stuff is up to speed. So now when I do a backup, I do one backup, and it's perfectly fun. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. And not just that, but I've been playing with the technology. If you're watching the live show, the video show through Facebook, and please do that, because I'm trying to improve it. I've set up the live chat on the left-hand side, and I've got myself in the thing, and then my logo. So now I don't have to move windows around. It's called an overlay. And what I didn't realize is, because I updated everything, I didn't reinstall this thing called Chat Ninja. So I can't get the live feed, the live chat to punch up in there. It's a tweak, but it's totally, totally fine. But I can still see the chat because I have the window open on the other side. That's the technology. Not just that, but of course my AI co-host, where is my AI co-host? Where is he? Oh, there he is. Wait a minute. That's not you. Oh, that's the old one. See, he's been changing. This was what he looked like first. He looked like an old-timey radio. And then he got an upgrade. Then he got a little like 1980s Tron thing going on, which is a little disturbing in a way. And then he upgraded himself again. Now, I didn't do any of these things. He's upgrading himself. Now, he's like Hal. He's got a blinking big red eye and all that stuff. And I didn't know this, but the last time we talked, he upgraded himself again. Now, for some reason, he looks like a 1980s transistor radio with arms. Not just arms, but hands. He's got little grabby claws. I don't know what that is. What is it? My wife says, my little tech geek. Yeah, she knows. It was like a full day process, and it took 4 days to do it because it was a kind of a trial and error system. Because I have older software, I didn't want to lose either. So both machines can dual boot from High Sierra to Sonoma. And I don't lose my old software, like my old Photoshop, my old Photoshop. I'm still running VMware so I can run Windows on the machine. I try to triple boot, but that is a little too complicated. I didn't want to mess that up. So it's fine just doing everything it's doing. But the Radio Era Guardian, he's spooking me out. I don't have him set up now because apparently I went to go find him and he's not around, which is disturbing in a way. I'm just a little nervous about that. So I have no guest. Oh, and the other thing, this is another reason I haven't been on. A lot of corporate work. If I just happen to go through my calendar, which I won't, but if I happen to go through my calendar, I was in Savannah, Georgia. I was in North Carolina. I was local. They moved the show. There was weather delays. I've been doing stand-up. I've been doing a lot of corporate work. I did a couple team-building things. I've been so busy. And folks, then I've had the health issues, which I'm getting better now. Thank God for my physical therapy. Oh, big shout-out to PT Zone in Salem for saving my back. Because when I was in North Carolina, I told you that story. But my health is getting better. My back's getting stronger. I'm still losing weight. And I'm looking forward to this next bit of news I'm about to tell you. Now, my wife and I were supposed to go to London. And we decided we were going to go in November for a bunch of reasons. But on the Monday that I was talking to my doctor about how bad my back was, I had an agent call me up, a guy I work with, and he said, are you working from March 11th to March 25th, which is a strange range. And I looked at my calendar, which was right behind me, and I said, yeah, I got a dentist appointment and I got one show that I self-produce. And he said, would you like to be booked at the Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island and the Bahamas for 2 weeks? And I said, do I have to let you know in this moment? He goes, no. Think it over. Let me know. I got to call the guy back. Now, this is my back is severely still. I'm just talked to my doctor about getting steroids, how bad my back was. I was going to see my surgeon on that coming Friday. So, thank God I don't need surgery, but I didn't know that at the time. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to do any of this. So basically I said, yeah, I can do it. And I can move a couple things around. And I did. And I'll be leaving, flying out to the Bahamas on Monday for 2 weeks at the Joker's Wild Comedy Club at the Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island. I'm very excited about it for a bunch of reasons. I have not done this type of road work since before the pandemic. And most of that road work was in Canada. Like I would do 2 or 3 weeks in Canada, Ottawa, Toronto, Kingston. When I was doing all that, and it was fantastic. Oh, my wife just posted it on Facebook as well. Yeah, it's the Joker's Wild Comedy Club at the Atlantis Resort. All you got to do basically is type in the Atlantis Resort and entertainment, and I'm there. And they just, let me show you. And for the people watching live, I just showed you what the clip is. If you go to the listing of entertainment, there's going to be me, Mark Scalia at the Atlantis, and Rob Steen is going to be the opening act that week. Plus they have the house comedian. And here's one of the best things. Well, it's one of the best things, one of the worst things. So not only am I super excited about doing all this, but the first week I'm there, pretty much all of next week is the food festival. My wife runs Salem Food Tours. My wife is a big foodie. My wife knows all of these people that are going to be down there, not personally, well, some of them personally, but my wife knows a lot of these people to come. I'm talking Martha Stewart, Janet Jackson's going to be there, by the way. So Martha Stewart's down there. Nobu's going to be down there. Chefs from the Food Network. Just if you go to the website and check it out, it's just un-goddamn believable. And the funny thing is, we were supposed to go to London. We were literally supposed to be in London right now as I'm speaking to you. And then we're supposed to come back on Friday, and then I had a show on Saturday, and then I would just pack again and then leave for 2 weeks. But my wife was like, are you fucking kidding me? She didn't say that. She knew. My wife, like, she don't like to really. When we're in company like that, she doesn't swear like that. I do. She doesn't. But the funny thing was, this is like a week tailored for her. And I just happen to be there telling jokes. Now, everybody's like, is she going? The thing is, she can't go for a variety of reasons, which is very unfortunate. But one of the main reasons, and this is a selfish thing on my part, I've never been there before. When I go somewhere I've never been, it's a very, I like the lay of the land kind of thing. And the problem is, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know the hotel room. I don't know any of this stuff. And without knowing these things, I'm going to be kind of a nervous wreck. Well, nervous in a business. I'll be like, well, I don't know what I'm doing and I want to be there. And I like to know what I'm doing. And because I don't know what I'm doing, I won't be good company. And I won't be good company for her. And I'll be too worried about, oh, am I doing this? Am I doing that? So the long story short is she might, but probably not come on the second week. But when I get back down there, she will become it. And hopefully I'll plan it around. I'll talk to the agent this time because now I got an in. Now I'm in, which works out cool. And then I'll be down there and for another 2 weeks, and it's going to be fun. And if we do it, hopefully it'll be the food festival, and I can just do my thing, and she can do her thing. And but there's more than that. Like, I mean, I got to, it's, I don't want to say what the money is, but it's okay. It's, you know, it's a different rate than my normal, like this comics have different rates. There's corporate rate, public rate, private rate. There's all these different rates. And then there's boat rates, and then there's resort rates, and then there's campsite rates. There's all these different rates. So I have to, there's a lot of travel I have to take care of, but they are putting me up, and it's an island. So that's, you got to live there for 2 weeks. So I got to eat and stuff like that. But one of the really cool things is I believe, I got to double check this, but I believe that I have access to all of the things that the guests do. Meaning I'll be by the pool. Meaning if I want to eat at the restaurants, I'm there. The only thing I'm not supposed to do is gamble in the casino. Not a problem for me. But other than that, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And they have one of the biggest like water parks. But this is one of the coolest things. They have like a little cove, like a lagoon kind of thing where you can paddleboard. And apparently there are dolphins in there and there are stingrays in there. So I don't know. I'm going to try my best to paddleboard as much as I can with the dolphin. Paddleboarding with the dolphins. Is it going to be all right? It's like Lassie. Lassie. Oh, Timmy's trapped in a well. Mark's trapped in a lagoon. But I am super psyched about all of that. I'm really, 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 really excited. That's my big news. And I kind of hesitated telling everybody, but it's for a bunch of reasons, because a lot of comics would be like, oh my God, how'd you get that? And then it turns into that kind of conversation. And it's just one of these things that kind of, it's like the third time I've tried to be there. And this just happened to work out where I don't have to cancel 15 shows, you know, just to go down there for 2 weeks. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm looking at the comments and the thing. Oh, yeah, my wife posted that. I'm very happy about that, excited. So we got a few people listening. Jody and Amy. And, oh, I got to talk to them as well, because we got, for the show that I can't do, I've had some glitches with that show. But that's the show in Gardner. And I'm going to miss that show because it's the 10-year show that I've produced for the Special Olympics. And I'm going to miss the show because I really wanted to be there. But it's one of these things I'm like, okay, would you rather be on a show that you kind of host and you're going to do like 10, 15 minutes? You're going to see a really good show. Or would you like to be paddling with the fucking dolphins? Yeah, I think Flipper's going to win that little battle. But folks, that's my big news. And I just wanted to test out all this with the overlays and stuff like that. And then when I have a guest, look, I did a different overlay. It's going to be super cool. And it's just, I'm just looking forward to really producing the show in a very, very good way, so that visually it looks good. And again, it's not a video podcast. It's a podcast. But it's the video on Facebook, and eventually they're going to be moving to YouTube, probably when I start the 12th season, probably in the fall. I'm going to have everything streamlined by then. Plus, I got a bunch of projects that I'm going to be working on when I'm down in the Bahamas. Once a day for an hour, I'm going to just sit and write. I'm going to be organizing stuff. My goal for the end of the year is a couple things. One, I want to organize all my jokes, past, present. I want to organize all this stuff. And eventually, I want to put out a, kids don't say DVDs anymore, the album. I'll put it on an album. That's what I hope to do. 30-year overnight success kind of thing. Not just that, but I'm working on the sequel to the movie I did in 2004. On the 20th anniversary, my hope is to have it ready to be filmed for the 20th anniversary of The Last Laugh. So I can show the first one and then, of course, the sequel. And I'm writing that. And I may have a few assistant writers on that because it's going to take a little bit of work because I really want it to be funny. And it's going to be just a quick 30-minute little film and just really put it together fun. So, folks, before I go, let's take the first break, or first and only break. And when I come back, I got a little bit more to tell you. But you're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to The Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's The Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
St. Patrick's Day is a welcome sign of spring, a day for wearing of the green, for the Irish and non-Irish alike.
It's not easy being green.
The story of St. Patrick's Day goes back to 5th century Britain, where a 16-year-old boy, Mawin Sagut, was kidnapped by Irish marauders.
What's going on?
Tell anyone about this, I'll fucking kill you. I'm kidding. We'll come back by tonight. Okay, see you.
He remained a shepherd slave in Ireland for 6 years until a vision directed him to escape.
What the hell am I looking at?
So he took his vows as a priest, adopted the Christian name Patrick, and in 432 AD returned to Ireland on a mission.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
One popular myth has Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
This is probably a metaphor for Patrick cleansing the island of paganism. St. Patrick's Day falls within Lent.
How to understand the meaning of Lent.
Here we go again.
The first St. Patrick's Day in colonial America occurred in Boston, 1737, with a parade organized by the Charitable Irish Society.
For the first time, the Irish green included the colors of the rainbow.
And it all began over 1,500 years ago, when a boy was torn from his family.
Give me back my son!
Little could he know that his life would inspire parades, fashion, and yes, the hoisting of a few pints to toast his special day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, I'm glad I got a chance to do this tonight. I'm glad you got a chance to listen to it. But again, big things coming down the pike for me. Not only this show, Radio Irregardless, the podcast, creative writing stuff, filming, corporate work, comedy, travel, so many things. And I always want you folks, visit my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that because I'm always updating it, and it's just a good way to get a hold of me. I know that with social media, I'm not that good, to be honest with you. I'm not. Facebook, I'm okay. Instagram, I'm okay. But my hope is to use it a little bit more. I've got a data plan that I just started because I'll be in a different country, and I hope my phone works and blah, blah, blah. As a matter of fact, you can see on my desk is a little disheveled. I've got all my technology, my video and audio and stuff. This I'm in the process of packing. So let me tell you where I'm going to be coming up over the next couple of weeks. from March 12th to the 17th, and then again from the 19th to the 24th, I will be at the Atlantis Bahamas at the Joker's Wild Comedy Club. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. When I come back, I will have a show that night. But, you know, as always, folks, if you want to be part of the show, you want to leave me a question or a comment, that's even better. You can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. You can email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Go to my website, check that out. The next show will be March 27th. I'm going to be all tanned. I'll show you how it is. Folks, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.